Bad things happen sometimes, but what matters is how we react and recover to those issues whenever they show up. In this video, I want to show you how you can handle unexpected exceptions inside of your ASP.NET Core Web APIs. Depending on the environment that you're hosting in, you might want to expose a different level of error detail by exceptions that get thrown in your application. On line 37, you can see that we have a call to use developer exception page. And this is included by default in most of the templates. And what this does is enable a reporting page that gives us a lot of detailed information about the request and the exception that was thrown. Now, this is really useful, but it probably exposes a little bit too much detail than what we'd want to expose to our client. That's why on line 42, I'm using that call to the exception handler. So as long as we're not in development mode, we're going to use the exception handler instead of using that developer exception page. Now notice my exception handler is pointing to a slash error endpoint. That endpoint is going to get handled by this error controller that I created. Inside of the action method, notice that I'm reaching into the HTTP context and I'm pulling out information about the exception was thrown, such as the stack trace and the message. Now it's at this point that you probably want to log this information to whatever error reporting system that you use. And then lastly, I'm going to call that problem method, and it's going to return a response in that problem details format that we spoke about earlier. The last thing that we need to do is actually throw an exception inside of our API. So I'm going to open up the getRecipes action method. And you can see here, I've added a check for count. If it's less than or equal to zero, I'm going to throw an argument exception. Let's go ahead and run this and see what happens. So I'm going to go to the recipes endpoint. I'm going to try out my get operation. I'm going to put zero here, and now I'm going to execute it. And notice in the response body, I get a lot of detailed information. Let's actually copy this URL and paste it inside of a browser tab. This is the developer exception page that I spoke to you about. Notice it gives us the stack trace, information about the query string, HTTP headers, and even routing information. And like I mentioned before, this is great, but definitely a little bit too much to be exposing to our clients. So let's stop this. Let's change our application to run in production mode. And to do that, we just have to make one quick change. I'm going to go to properties, and then inside of the project properties, I'm going to go to the debug section. And inside here, I'll change this from development to production. I'll save that. And now let's run this one more time. Notice that the Swagger UI is no longer loading for us. And that's exactly what we've expected, because if you recall, the Swagger UI should only load if we're in development mode. It does not load when we're in production. So far, so good. Now in the address bar, I'm going to paste that API endpoint. And notice now I'm no longer getting that developer exception page. Let's actually take a look at the developer tools inside of the browser. Now I'm going to reload this page, and notice that I'm getting a 500 level status code. If I click on the details inside of the body of that response, notice how the error is formatted in that problem details format. So it gives me the status, the title, the trace ID, and some other information, but it does not give me as much detail as the developer exception page. Always remember, as you're designing your web APIs, we should never expose too much detailed error exception to the client. That could either be very confusing for them or expose too much information about our backend, which could be really dangerous.